Although I never met Professor Moriarty, I recall Holmes introducing him after he arrived at my residence one evening in a somewhat agitated state with grazed and bleeding knuckles. He had apparently escaped three murder attempts that day after a visit from Professor Moriarty, who warned Holmes to withdraw from pursuit of his justice against him to avoid any regrettable outcome. Apparently, Holmes had been tracking Moriarty and his agents for months and was on the brink of snaring them and delivering to the dock. On the verge of delivering this fatal blow to Moriarty's criminal ring, Holmes was forced to flee to the continent to escape retribution. Moriarty followed him, and the pursuit was, as so many of you remember, ended atop the Reichenbach Falls, during which Moriarty fell to his death while fighting with Sherlock. The actual edge from which Moriarty fell is on the other side of the falls. It is accessible by climbing the path to the top of the falls, crossing the bridge, following the trail down the hill. Today, the ledge is marked by a plaque written in English, German, and French. The English inscription reads, "At this fearful place, Sherlock Holmes vanquished Professor Moriarty on the 4th of May, 1891. I must thank my dear fans who call themselves pilgrims and to this day travel to Merrigan dressed as characters, both major and minor, from my chronicles of Holmes' stories. There they take place and in part a reenactment of the events of the final problem, organized by the Sherlock Holmes Society of London. Speaking of reenactment, let's travel back to that terrifying moment at Reichenbach Falls, where Moriarty, the Napoleon of crime, an organizer of half that was evil and nearly all that was undetected, met the greatest consulting detectives whose skill sets bordered on the fantastic, my dear and enduring friend, Mr. Sherlock Holmes."